Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. Last week, the numbers on the economy, I guess you describe it as benign, huh?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was okay, and it was enough to keep the markets on an even keel. The inflation numbers came in a little bit better than expected, get us closer to that 2% target by the Fed. Retail sales came down from their torrid March pace, but we're still very good on a year-over-year basis. So the economy still is bumping along, and let's put it that way. But there's still a lot of people that are like, just wait for it, just wait. Until the tariffs hit.
Mm-hmm. Nervous folks. The Fed speakers, we'll be hearing from them soon. What do you think they'll be saying?
They're going to be on a wait and see. I mean, that's been kind of the mantra to this point. The inflation numbers aren't bad. The economy is okay. There's really no reason for us to cut rates. Jobs are good. Until those start to change, you're going to hear a different tone from the Fed. But as long as things are status quo, there's really no reason to be cutting rates. And they, too, are also talking about just wait until we see the effects of the tariffs.
What about consumer debt? We were talking here the other day about credit card debt, especially high now.
Oh, it's 22%. Yeah, it's usury rate. I think you can probably get a better rate from the guy down the street. But there is some delinquency. The delinquency on the credit cards are starting to go up. So those that are 90 days past due, we're starting to see an increase there. And what the read through on that is that the consumer is maybe a little bit more strained than we thought, and struggling to pay some of their bills. But certainly at a 22% rate, you do not want to be making those minimum payments because you'll never get ahead.
So are you guys hoping that tariffs are going to come back down? This is going to be adjusted and everything. We will live happily ever after again.
So in other words, just kidding.
Never mind.
Never mind. We're still above where we were at the beginning of the year as far as tariffs go, especially on China. We're at 30%. And what the impact is, we're not sure. I mean, you heard a couple comments about Walmart. They're going to be raising their prices because of the tariffs. They're going to eat some of it. Some of it's going to get passed along. And that's going to be true with a lot of companies. And again, that's why everybody's kind of waiting to see how much do corporations take it on the chin and how much of it gets passed along to the consumer and starts showing up in the economic data. We won't see that, I don't think, until late summer, early fall.
How is the supply chain problem, which, I mean, the clock has started on that, going to affect the economy and all of our money?
Yeah, that's one of the other unknowns. I mean, we still hear about an awful lot of cargo ships sitting in ports in China that are waiting to come over to the United States, and maybe some of them have started now that the tariffs have come down. But the delays in a lot of that movement is going to create shortfalls, not today, but over the next, I would say, probably 2 to 3 months or so, you're going to start to see that impact. And it's a delay. So it's very much like, flipping off the light switch and then turning it back on again. There's a delay in that impact. And that's why I said I think it's going to be late summer, early fall before we really start to feel that impact.
Are you feeling like the odds of a recession are getting lower?
You know, it's interesting. When you look at a lot of the data points, I'm not sure. We averted a recession, but there's been talk of a recession now for the last 2 years. And I think most people are kind of in a wait-and-see mode. I mean, certainly a lot of people are calling for a recession. I'm not yet seeing it in a lot of the data numbers that we're looking at. The yield curve, which was inverted and historically points to a recession, is now normalizing. And that's a good thing. That at least points to good economic growth. So I'm not yet sure I'm willing to call for a recession at this point.
What about the stock market? Technology stocks still leading the way?
Oh, yeah. It's like a moth to a flame. Anytime that you see that the decline in technology stocks, it's buy the dip. And that mentality has been there and very, very strong. Those stocks were up 20-25%, or in some cases even greater, since the bottom in April. I don't know if that's going to continue, but you know, that's what a lot of investors are used to, and that's where they go to until those stocks really crack and stay down for a while. I think that buy the dip mentality is going to be with us for quite some time.
And in your newsletter, you mentioned that small stocks are up less than 15%.
Yeah, from the bottom. You know, it's still not a bad gain, but it trails the averages, and it's been the small stock problem for the last decade and a half. They are very inexpensive, continue to be so, but they've been neglected, and investors have favored technology at the risk of anything else.
And when I think about timing the market, I think of what my dad used to say about the stock market. It's just like Las Vegas. Who knows? Good luck.
That's about the future. I think today we got a little bit better idea. Just keep buying.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester, thanks, Paul. Have a good one.
Take care.